Today, former FEMA director Michael Brown blamed Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff and others for his inability to respond adequately to Hurricane Katrina. Brown told the Senate Homeland Security Committee that he tried to circumvent the bureaucracy by going straight to the White House for help, but others testified that it was Brown who hampered the recovery by failing to share information and to coordinate the federal response. NPR's Pam Fessler was at today's hearing, and she's with us now. Pam, how did Michael Brown explain FEMA's response to Katrina?
Well, as he was in his appearance before a House committee last September, he was very defiant, and he basically blamed the fact that FEMA is now part of the Department of Homeland Security for the failures in the response to Hurricane Katrina. He said that the Homeland Security Department is focused primarily on terrorism, counterterrorism, and that it had ignored the disaster response responsibilities of FEMA, that he wasn't getting the resources that he needed, that he had tried to get more money, and that he was unable to really get Michael Chertoff to focus on these issues. So when Hurricane Katrina happened, he basically turned to the White House to try and get some help.
Now, we now have conflicting versions of when important people in Washington knew about a key event in New Orleans, which was the rupture of the levees. The White House and Homeland Security officials say they didn't find out about it until the following day. Michael Brown says otherwise.
That's right. He says that he, in fact, called the White House a couple of times on Monday, which was the day that the hurricane hit and that we now know the levees broke, and that he spoke with White House Deputy Chief of Staff Joe Hagan after a FEMA employee had done a flyover over New Orleans and had reported that there was major flooding and that there was definitely a breach in the levees.
He hitched a ride with the Coast Guard, I think.
Right. And Brown says that he told Hagan that our worst nightmares have been realized and that there was major flooding. Now, the White House says that it was getting conflicting reports about whether, in fact, the levees had broken, although the Senate Homeland Security Committee has uncovered numerous internal government reports that said on the day that the levees broke that they had in fact broken, but somehow that message did not seem to get to the top officials.
To the top. Well, the committee also heard from some others who worked in the situation. What did they say about Michael Brown's version of events?
Well, they basically said there were a couple of officials from the Homeland Security Department. They said one of the problems was that Michael Brown, in fact, had been named the principal federal official at the event a day after it happened, but that he did not take that responsibility seriously, that he was not coordinating the entire federal response. The committee heard from a man named Matthew Broderick, who runs the operations center at the Homeland Security Department, and he basically said that this is a quote from him: "It was a prevailing attitude from Mr. Brown that he didn't want Homeland Security to interfere with any of his operations of what he was doing. So we trusted that he would do the proper thing and keep us informed, but they had a very difficult time getting any information from Mr. Brown about what was happening on the ground." And in fact, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff has testified before the Hill that he was unable to reach Mr. Brown for an entire day, the day after the storm hit.
I want you to describe a bit of the tone of what the senators had to say to Michael Brown. At one point, I've heard a recording of something he said today where he's telling Senator Norm Coleman of Minnesota, I've admitted to this and that. What do you want me to do? What else do you want from me, Senator?
Well, Senator Coleman, who is from Minnesota, a Republican from Minnesota, was not buying Mr. Brown's argument that it was the fact that he was in this, what he called a dysfunctional organization, for all of the problems. He pointed out that Michael Brown seemed unaware that there were thousands of people stranded at the convention center in New Orleans. And he pointed out that even though Brown says he learned about it on Wednesday, 2 days after the storm hit, that it was not until Friday that FEMA ordered water and food for all those people who were stranded in the convention center. So he was not buying Mr. Brown's argument at all.
Not a pleasant experience for Mr. Brown before the Senate committee.
No, I don't think so.
It's NPR's Pam Fessler on the appearance before the Senate Homeland Security Committee of, among others, former FEMA director Michael Brown.